hello, coming to you again from bpnradio.com. This is Gerald Chavez, and today we're going to talk about a few things, following and trusting God in your business and life decisions. Also, this great God, the only God that we serve, who do we serve? What are the words we would use to describe that? Are there enough words? In my personal, humble opinion, there aren't enough words to capture His greatness, His holiness, His perfect essence. There's no way. But we'll try to put some things together. And then surrender and obedience in our daily walk, be it business or family life, interpersonal, friends, fellowshipping, strangers on the street. Yeah, all that matters. We're going to cover that and more today on bpnradio.com. Also, if you're interested in having a show like this or contributing maybe to this show, maybe you want to be on the show and or a different show and interact with the hosts that are there or be your own host, go to bpnradio.com and search around and you'll find a link there where you can ask more questions and then get involved. And at the bottom of that page on the bpnradio.com webpage, there is a place where you can donate and become a part of this wonderful ministry, and your donations are tax deductible. Okay, let's get right into it and start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, praying in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've given all of us. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing, and thank you, God, for your mercy and your love and your grace. And bless this time together. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So maybe you're thinking about starting a business, and what are the first steps? Aside from all that financial stuff and deciding you're finally going to start your own business and do it your way and be the boss, and you'll be where that the buck stops here. You've been working for someone else for years, and you finally decide it's time to step out. Well, my advice would be that before you step out, ask God first. I would not advise starting a business and then going and asking God, was this the right thing? Ask Him first and let Him speak to you in His way to tell you if this is His calling, if this is His will. Of course, you have to seek Scripture. You pray, you fast. Yeah, fasting, very important, very eye-opening and life-changing. If you want spiritual breakthrough, try fasting. And it is all those things and more. It'll truly bless you. Get others to pray for you and fast with you, to walk with you through this. And why is that first step critical, to go to God first? Well, He'll put you right where He wants you. And we'll talk about surrender later, but this is part of that initial surrender. And next, decide from the very start who truly owns your business. This is important because you need to remind yourself of it constantly. If you enter with the idea, the commitment that the business belongs to God, that will set you off on the right path, on the path that He has chosen for you. And the truth is that if God has called you to run a business, it's because He wants to run the business with you. Actually, He wants to own it for you and have you run it for Him. God can use your business as a tool in His hand. It can be an instrument for Him. He'll use it to build His kingdom and bring honor and glory to Himself. Is there any more noble reason for a business than to have it totally running and operating to glorify God and to glorify everything that God stands for? We need to remember, as it's written in Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all its people, belong to Him. That includes your business. That includes your patrons, your customers, the folks you'll work with that supply necessary things to your company, your employees, maybe even the competition, the marketplace. Definitely. It's all under God's control. Keep that in mind. And we touched on tithing last week, as it's written in Malachi 3, verse 10, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in." Another thing to be expecting is the battle. Satan, knowing that you're working for the Lord and that he's designated you to do this work that he's called you to do, well, he'll be steadily at work working against you. So when you go into this battle, remember Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. A final word: be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. And this, make no mistake, this is a real battle, but you serve a God that is all-powerful and almighty. And aren't we thankful for that? Now I want to go straight into some music, some time to reflect on these things that we've touched on. And again, we're going to focus on following and trusting God with these next songs. And if you would, really concentrate and let these words in the upcoming songs sink in with you and marinate there. You know, it's the best way to connect and maybe just take this time of the day and devote it to him and search yourselves and see if these words take on new meaning today.
Trust in you alone. Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight. No matter what I face, you're by my side. When tomorrow brings, there's not a day yet you have not seen. So in all things be my life and bread. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk.
Amen, amen, amen. Those were great, great songs there, just bringing into our hearts to follow and trust Him. So if this is the year that you want to follow God's plan for your business, the first thing you do, again, just more friendly advice, is to stop listening to everyone else that tells you what they think you should do, unless they are walking this out with you in prayer and possibly fasting. But don't listen to the goals of the naysayers or the ones that tell you, well, this is what happened when I opened my business. You know, you have to search out what God has planned for you. Spend more time in His Word. Pray daily. Just dedicate that time to Him, and you'll find His way for you. Make that daily time to be with Him in His Word. Plan that time like you would any other appointment in your day. Make it the first appointment of your day. You'll need to set that time apart and be diligent about it. Going to Him in prayer, it will continue to provide you the guidance so that He can reveal His plan for you and His plan for your business in His timing. When we're all waiting to hear from God, sometimes those messages just don't come as soon as we'd like, so we've got to be patient. Listen for God. Try to find out how he speaks to you. Is it through friends? Is it through song? Is it through his scripture? Definitely scripture will always speak to you. Sometimes it'll just be a verse that jumps out at you while you're reading the Bible. You might not know what weight it carries at that moment, but you just know, this is something that I'm going to need. And lo and behold, be it a day later or a month later or a year later, that verse will come into play when some sort of test comes up. A test, a challenge, a victory, a defeat. God's word is, it's definitely something that you should go to daily. Get into God's word, have a plan, and get with others as often as you can and read with them. And then, of course, seeking wise and godly counsel from other believers is important. Find other folks that are believers that share your love for the Lord, that have done businesses, that have been successful. Invite them in. Ask them what worked and what didn't. Pray with them. Read the Bible with them. Stuff like that, that will definitely help lead you in the right direction and potentially get you right where God wants you to be. So now let's talk a little more about our Heavenly Father, who is great and sovereign and very, at the same time, loving and completely perfect. I want us to listen to a few songs here and just dedicate the rest of this time to focusing on the greatness of God. This is no ordinary entity you're talking to. This is the creator of everything. The creator, and we have access to him made available through his son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's amazing that we have that ability to interact with, to pray to speak to listen to follow the creator of everything. That's pretty powerful. So let's, on these next songs, if you would, just take that moment to really concentrate on the throne room that we've all read in Revelation, just the glory of God.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope. Every heart that is broken, great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will say, great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you.
The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear.
breakthrough. As we sing this, just declare it over your life. Lift your hands, lift your voice.